Well, a third rescue package to jumpstart the struggling U.S. economy has been unveiled. The new lifeline involves almost $1.9 trillion in government spending. Julie, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. The proposal by President-elect Joe Biden includes bringing the total relief to individual households to $2,000, including December's $600 payments.
Plus, increasing the federal unemployment benefit and extending it through the end of September. It'll also increase the federal minimum wage. In addition, $350 billion will be released to aid state and local governments.
Well, the plan allocates $50 billion toward COVID-19 testing and another $20 billion toward a national vaccine program. It also includes $170 billion for schools to safely reopen, something Mr. Biden plans to do within 100 days of passage. Despite the vast sums that have already been spent on COVID-19 relief efforts, the U.S. economy is struggling under the weight of a nationwide surge in coronavirus cases.
Well, the number of workers filing for jobless benefits posted its biggest weekly gain since the pandemic hit last March, paired with a stark warning from the Federal Reserve that the job market still has a long way to go before it is strong again.
Yeah, the country's budget deficit also continued to increase in December to $144 billion, a shocking increase from the prior year's $13 billion.
With Democrats narrowly controlling both houses of Congress, the incoming U.S. president appears to have a good shot at passing this package. Although, for the deal to pass the evenly split Senate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will have the tie-breaking vote.
Deaths from the coronavirus are skyrocketing across the U.S., fueled by relentless surges in California and Arizona. California state officials say the coronavirus has claimed one life about every 8 minutes. And nearly 400,000 people have died, while 23 million people have been infected. Before the latest, Simon Marks is joining us live from Washington, D.C. So, Simon, what more do we know about the Biden economic plan, and will it have smooth passage through Congress?
Well, Joe Biden is going to present this as the centerpiece of his determination to focus immediately and with laser-like attention on the pandemic catastrophe that is unfolding here. I mean, amid the political drama that we've been charting over the last week here in Washington, it's barely registered in the national consciousness that the COVID-19 crisis is intensifying. More than a million cases of new infection just in the last 5 days. The death toll from the pandemic closing in now on 400,000 here in the United States. So this is a big move by Joe Biden, and it's going to be a very big early test of his ability to do something that he pledged to do on the campaign trail. But it really is one of the hardest things for anyone to try and do in Washington today. And that is build consensus by reaching out across the political divide. And he's absolutely going to have to do that if this measure is to pass. And that's not going to be easy. Republicans may find the additional stimulus payments of $1,400 too much to stomach. They were not particularly thrilled when President Trump, as you know, said he wanted to see $2,000 stimulus checks. Equally, there are conservative Democrats who balk at the idea of increasing the national debt even further to pay for all of this. And one man we're going to be hearing a lot about over the next 2 years, at least, is Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He's a Democrat, but he's one of the most conservative Democrats from one of the most conservative Democrat-leaning parts of the country. So his support for this kind of measure, absolutely not guaranteed. So the need to build consensus is definitely there. But Joe Biden argues the country is in a catastrophe. And as we've witnessed over the last few hours, images of Donald Trump's officials removing their belongings from the White House, putting them on removal vans. Joe Biden tonight, much more symbolically than that, will be communicating that very soon there's going to be a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, and you're painting the picture, Simon, that Biden's going to have a few hoops to jump through in getting this economic stimulus plan over the line, given, of course, dissension in the ranks, potentially within the Senate and also within the Republicans and also the Democrats, to complicate matters as well. How is he going to be juggling all this with the Trump impeachment trial that's coming up in the Senate and then, of course, getting his economic crisis management under control and COVID-19?
It's going to be complexity like we've never seen in Washington before. You know, when Barack Obama took over after the presidency of George W. Bush, people wondered how on earth he was going to deal with some of the issues that he was inheriting. Of course, an economic crisis, but also foreign policy difficulties. That was as nothing compared to what Joe Biden has to confront starting next Wednesday, shortly after noon. The COVID-19 pandemic, a vaccine rollout disaster here, the economic catastrophe all of this has engendered, evinced again today as it was by nearly a million people signing on for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. And now on top of that, a country's capital that is an armed encampment, a fortress, Congress, ringed in steel, and huge divisions in the Republican Party with which Joe Biden needs to work if he's going to get some of these things done. It makes you wonder almost who would want to become president of the United States next Wednesday, but that role is absolutely falling to Joe Biden.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? It seems to be a Democrat seems to be taking over after in a crisis. We have got Biden after this pandemic and, of course, Obama before him. With the 2009 global financial crisis. All right, thanks for that, Simon. It's good to see you. We'll see you later on in the show. Well, moving on, Mr. Biden, of course, will be delivering his remarks, as we just talked about, on the planned stimulus package at around 8:15 Singapore, Hong Kong time. And we'll be carrying that live, of course, so make sure you stay right with us on CNA.